Chesman is called Marek Chesman, the belt says over. Marek Chesman, there's no yontif during Marek Chesman. Every other month has either a yontif, or if not a yontif, there's a tainus to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marek Chesman has none of that. Marek Chesman does not have any yontif even, and Marek Chesman does not have any special days whatsoever. So what's talking to Pshat? What's Marek Chesman is given that distinction that it has no special day whatsoever. I once heard B'Shem Rav Levi Yitzchak Baditshever. Levi Yitzchak Baditshever gave a teretz in a couple of words. He said the reason why Marek Chesman does not have any special days is because it's the Toich Kidei Dibur Kidibur of Tishrei. It's the next door neighbor of Tishrei. The Mela doesn't have any special days. So, Hutnas Atzal was Mazda, what's the pshat? He said, Chodesh Tishrei is Yerach HaYisonim. Today, it's a month that's Mamash strengthened with all the mitzvahs, starting from Rosh Hashanah. You have Kiyas Shoifu, which is Mamash from the greatest of Chuyas Shaiach. We stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aseret HaMei Tshuva, we're coming close to Hashem. Yom Kippur, starting from Kol Nidrei throughout the Avodah, and then Hashem Hu Elokim Shema Yisrael. And then you're Isaac and preparing for Sukkot, and you have 7 days of Sukkot between the Atzeres with the Dalet Mina. Sukkot, it's Neir V'Oyim. And every day we daven Masiyenu Hashem Elokeinu as Birkas Vayadecha, bestow upon us all of the brachas. So by the end of Chodesh Tishrei, we are mamish saturated with Kedusha. There's got to be special time given to us to be able to absorb and to digest all that Kiddush. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a full month of Marek Chesman that now's when you have to let it go down the drain. Now's when you have to let it affect you. When you pour water into a drain, you have this big gigantic bucket and you pour it down and you don't give it a chance to settle, it's going to overflow. So over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Chodesh Chesman that it should give us, we should be able to absorb it, to digest it, to internalize it, and then afterwards we go by it. There's some that suggest that it's not Mar Chesman, the bitter Chesman, it's like Mar, it's Lashon of Sir. Sir Chesman, Mar Zutra, because Adarab, because it's so Choshen, Hashem didn't give us special days then. Hashem wants us to digest the tremendous amount of Kedusha that we've absorbed during Mar Chesman. Last week I heard a nice pshat from Adam Gadol, someone I consider my role model in yeshiva, Rav Baruch Hirschfeld Shlita. It's a Rav in Cleveland. Remember, to me, he's the symbol of perfection. But anyway, so he said a pshat mishul last week. He says, you'd like to say a simple there, why my chesed doesn't have any yom tov. If we're going through fascinating days of excitement with this mitzvah and that special mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's go back again down to earth and appreciate a regular day in the life of the Yid. We have a tendency of thinking, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot, Magash, regular day, ordinary, dreary, dark, nothing exciting about it. If you make a cheshbon, there's no such thing as an ordinary day. From the second the fellow wakes up in the morning, he says, Moida Ani, thanks Hashem for giving him his neshama. He washes the Tilas Yodayim, like the Kahanim washed in the Beis HaMikdash, to prepare for a day of Avodah. Three Tfilas a day, Kriya Shema Kabbalah Samal HaShemayim, night and day, Kriya Shema Lamita, a third time. Maya Brachas every single day. Not to mention, Limud HaTorah, every word, the Chofetz Chaim, Chesmas, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Mitzvahs. Not to mention a person that supports his family. Every second he gets a mitzvah. So, Shmirah Shabbos. Shabbos, regular Shabbos, four times a month it comes along. Every second a person rests, he's testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria and rested on Shabbos. For every second that he rests, Shkulo Shabbos, Kenegin Kolat Torah Kulo. Same thing with tzitzis. Every second of the day you wear tzitzis. Shkula connected, call out to every kula. Zayrach Kodesh says a person that wears tefillin, the Shechina rests on top of him. So if you think about it, is there such a thing as a regular day? Nay. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants us to get back into the regular routine, appreciate a regular day. If you look at a regular day, you stop to think for a second. Hundreds, thousands of mitzvahs. Chazal say, afilu poshe Yisrael malei mitzvahs kareimai. So what about a simple yid that wants to do the rotzon Hashem and follows in the ways of Hashem? It's endless the amount of mitzvahs that he has. That's why we have to go back to Marcheshem to appreciate a regular day, which is not really so regular. That's a machshava that I heard. Shem and Baruch Hirschfeld. Hey, Noyach. Noyach is tzadik tamim hayim b'day reisim. These are the children of Noyach. These are the tales of Noyach. Noyach was a tzadik tamim in his generations. Eser lekim is alech Noyach. Then a couple of psukim later it says, make for yourself a teva of geifer wood. So Rashi says, Rashi asks the question, there's many different ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have saved Noach. So why was he matriachim with this building, with this edifice that took 120 years? He said that the people of the Dor HaMavo should see him banging away. 120 years they see him working. And he asked him, Noach, what's this all about? Building a teva. Well, what's a teva? For what? Hashem's going to bring a marble. What? What are you talking about? And he continues working, and his mom is diligent about it, and he tells him that the world is coming to an end. For 120 years, he worked on this. So the Belt asks Akasha, how could it be that he worked on it for 120 years, and not one person became a Baal Shul? By Avraham Avinu, you see, Mamish, as an Evashash also Bukharan, and then wherever he went, the Rambam says he was Makar hundreds, thousands of people. And Noach, for 120 years, he's busy banging away, zero, not one Baal Tshuva. So numerous tfutzim are given to this question. Somebody suggested that it could be that after the Mabel, after the Dor HaFloga with Migdal Bavel, where mankind suffers such tremendous mapolis, so the hearts of people became softened, so it was easier for Avraham Avinu to be Makarim. It might be a terrorist, but I find it a little bit hard to digest. I remember by 9/11, by the tragedy of 9/11, all you people were crying, we have to be together, brotherly love, and we have to better our lives. And I'm laughing to myself, I'm saying, I want to see what it's going to sound like a month from now. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, nothing, nothing. And Kal Vachomer a year later, you still have the 9/11 commemoration, a moment of silence for the people that perished. That's where it ended. Did humanity, did anybody here in America change their ways because of it? Highly unlikely. So you can have the biggest tragedies. If a person shakuin in Taiva, he shakuin in his ways, these things, generally speaking, the Yetzirah has a tremendous advantage. But I saw Gefal the Gipshat from the closing of the Rebbe, Zeichet Zabin, the Kodesh Lebrach, and say for Shefa Chaim al HaTayre. He says, Noach, the Pasuk says about him, Eser Elokim is Halech Noach. He was totally with Hashem. He was a very spiritual person. So he was Mechiyach, the Dar, and Ruchnius, but you don't find anywhere that he cared about their Gashmias. Avraham Avinu, it says, Vayita Eshel, planted an Eshel. The Medrash says Avraham Avinu's tent was opened up from all sides. He served them food, he served them drink. He cared about their gashmius. So I once heard the best way, I heard Rabbi Namila say this, the best way to a person's heart is through his stomach. Because I'll say it, G'doylo l'gima sh'mekarev esesarechaykim. Chewing is very good, it's mekarev those that are far. So Avraham Avinu cared about the gashmius of people. And he understood that the way to get to their hearts to be makar of them is by giving them a nice piece of kugel, a nice cholent, nowadays it would be a nice roll of sushi, and that is the way to be makar of Nayadam. Nayadam didn't do that. Esher l'kim is halach Nayach. Over Avraham Avinu vayita eshel memela, he saw the physical needs of people, and memela he was makar of Nayadam. The closing of the Rebbe was Noah Deirish v'noah Mekayim, but what he accomplished, not only in building yeshivas and kehillas, but he cared about the gashmis of the people on the Adler Hospital, amongst his great accomplishments and other accomplishments in gashmis for Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just the ruchnis that he cared about. But over a movie, the Kamaisa, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, right after World War II, Glazenburg Rebbe was a bag of bones. What did he weigh? 70 pounds. The man, he was starving. Man, schwach. To Brochen, he didn't wait a second to start a yeshiva. The second they were let out, didn't recuperate, no convalescence, no nothing. Straight to building a yeshiva. Not one yeshiva, but yeshivas all over. He was mamish, a ball of energy. So there was one bacher, Chassidus bacher. He told me he's starting a yeshiva. Bacher says, I'm not done. She said, why not? So he says, because I want to go to the movies. If I go to the yeshiva, I'm not going to be able to go to the movies. So the rabbi, he says, you want to go to a movie? He says, yeah, how much does it cost? So he says, the movie is A and the transportation is A. He says, well, he takes that money and gives it to him. Yeah, go to the movie. You can come to Yeshiva and go to the movie. 5 minutes later, the Rebbe runs after him. And he says, I forgot. I'm stung by the movie. You're going to want some refreshments. You're going to want a drink. Here's money for a drink. So the Bacher said, the entire way to the movie, he was so shaken up. He was so shaken up that the Rebbe understood him. And the Rebbe cared. And he gave him money for the movie, for the transportation, for the drink. He says he didn't have any hangover for the movie. He says he never had a time to go to a movie again. He went to yeshiva, became a frum erlich yid. That's mamish shot. Someone that's no deirish, but no mekayim. Mamish, to understand the needs of neyada. Eila told us, noyach is tzadik. The Velt says over, Ela told us, Noyach. These are the children of Noyach himself. In other words, people are always worried about their children steiging. What about yourself? Somebody once came over to Rav Chaim Brisker, he wanted a bracha for his son to become a Talmud Chochma near Shemayim. So Rav Chaim says, well, what about you? He says, hey, I'm already, I'm already lost case. My son, yeah. He said, no. It has to start with you. You have to work on yourself. Never give up on yourself. Eila told us, Noyach, it started with Noyach himself. And like Rashi brings down, told us, Sam, Tzal Tzadikim is Maisim Tayyib. Maisim Tayyib, you're Egan and Maisim Tayyib. That's one Zap. I just now saw for the first time, brought down B'Shem L'Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer says, Al Pi Cheshbon, Noyach lived 58 years overlapping Avraham Avinu. And it says, Noyach is tzadik tomim, b'dayroiso. Where did he get the milah of tomim? Because he was mushfa from Avraham Avinu, about whom it says, tomim tiyem Hashem alaykech. And that was the ikker part of his life. The ikker part of his life was those 58 years he spent together with Avraham Avinu, where he was zeichet to being a tomim from the hashvah of Avraham Avinu. That was the ikker part. That's why it says, Eila told us Noyach. The Iker told us of Noyach was Noyach, the gematria of 58. The 58 years that he lived together with Avraham Avinu, that was the Iker in the life. As I zok, the Heilig Yechsam Seif. Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Noyach to make a teva. He told him the measurements of the teva. And then he said, you should bring the animals into the teva, and oifu mineyu. And then he told him, "Vatokach lucho mikol meichol asher yeyochel." Bring in food for all of the briyos. So there were three commands. Number one on the binyan hateva. Number two, the bringing in of the animals. Number three, gathering food for all of the briyos in the table. So it says in Pasuk Chavayis, "Vayas noyach kichol asher tivoy yisrael lekim kein osam." So the question is, what is that vayas noyach going on? What did he do? Rashi says, "Vayas Noyach ze binyan ha-teva." This is referring to the building of the teva. Even though the Torah mentions three things, the building of the teva, and the bringing in of the animals, and the bringing of the fruits. So Rashi learns the bringing in the animals and the fruits. That was negeya for the future, right before the mabul. The binyan ha-teva was the only thing that was negeya 120 years before. So Rashi says, "Vayas Noyach ze binyan ha-teva." The Ramban argues. Ramban says, Vayas Noyach is going on teva and the bringing in of the fruits. It's going on both. He's masking the animals, of course, they weren't going to keep them caged up for 120 years. But the bringing in of the fruits, this year, that took place right now. So I just saw there was a new sefer. A new sefer just came out for
from Agon Rameir Soloveitchik, that's out. So he stole the chum here.
L'chayra.
I mean, it does say all of the tzivuyim over here together. So what made Rashi say v'chol on the binyan ha'teiva? The teretz is partial. Because to bring fruits in 120 years in advance, fruits are going to rot, they're going to get spoiled, they're going to be sitting in the teiva for 120 years. There's no tachlis in bringing it in now. So the Meila Rashi logically learned Vayas Noyach is only going on the binyan ha'teiva. So what's Takip Shat in the Ramban? He said, Ramban holds that the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Noyach, that the fruits are not going to get rotten during that full year. He made a bris with Noyach, bringing the fruits right now, and for 120 years they're not going to get spoiled and they're not going to get rotten. So the Ramban learns, okay, the bringing in of the animals, even the Ramban is masked, they're not going to cage up animals and keep them in prison for 120 years, right? They're not going to live that long, maybe. Over, at least the fruits and the vegetables and the foods, that was right now. How are they going to remain? Hashem made a bris, you're not going to get spoiled. So I was thinking, what's that of Shat in the Ramban? Like, why did he have to bring the food in now if it's not negay? The same way the animals were not negay for 120 years, why would he bring the food in right now? Ramban learns, because the same way the Binyan HaTeva was meant to be Ma'ir the Yailam, and to teach them Musar, a chalik of that was, I'm not just building a clubhouse over here. I'm bringing in the food that's necessary to live in the table for a full year. And the people saw him bringing in the food, right? And it could be that the people even noticed with Peter Ramban, the nais, that the food was being preserved. That was a chalik of the teichacha to give to the me'adar. Take a look. As it's shaykh ha'piderach ha'teva, that food should remain for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, so they were able to see the nais. Hashem, if he said that was kufur, you know, done in order to be ma'ir the rest of the world, that this taka amabel come. The pasuk says, "Noyach is tzadik tamim hoya." Shteit medrash rabba, kol mi shenemar by hoya. Hoya is a lashon of havaya, a lashon of creation. Whenever it says the word hoya by someone's name, Ra Olam Chadosh, he saw a new creation. The Medrash brings down a list of people that it says Hayah by, and they went into a new creation, into a totally new Bria. And by Noyach it says, Noyach is Tzadik Tamim Hayah. After the Mabul, he entered a new Bria. Hayah, there was a new Havaya. Before Shem tells us, what does the Medrash mean by this? You know, there was a new Bria. Yeah, of course it was a new Bria. The rest of the world was destroyed. Right, there was nothing left, and now it grew anew. So Vashteitzich was a new Bria. What's the chiddush over here of the Medrash, which is Merumas in the Pasuk, Hayah, that there was a new Bria? That Pashtus he learned, Noah came out of the Teva, and then eventually things started growing regularly, like it was before, and it was, you know, returning to the old Bria. For that, the Medrash tells us it was a totally different planet. It wasn't the same way it was before. The Hainu, the Ramban says that the fruits and the vegetables, they lost their potency. Ramban says that those that were born and died before the Mabul lived for 1,000 years. Those that were born before the Mabul and lived after the Mabul, Noach and his family, they lived 700 years. Those that were born and died after the Mabul lived for 100, 200 years. Why? Because the whole world became a totally new Metzias. The fruits, the vegetables did not have the same potency of nutrients. In addition to that, the Gemara, the Medrash says that one of the tzaras of the Dar HaMabul was that they had it very easy. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam HaRishon, "Bezeyas apecha teichal lechem," on the Lamaisa, they used to plant once in 70 years. 70 years, they had enough crops for that. They lived mamish in Matzah, which was done to Gan Eden. And that was one of the reasons why one of the truths I'm given as to why Noach could not be mashpia on them, because they had it so good. When people have it good, by Klal Yisrael it says, by Yishman, Yeshur, and by Yivot. When they fattened up, they rebelled against Hashem. Over here they had it so good and so easy, they weren't willing to be makabel teichachet. That was a chalik of the Olam Chadosh Ra. He now saw a new world. It wasn't the same world as before. The same way the world, the earth did not give off the same nutrients. It was also a lot harder to plant, to plow, to plant, the Avodah became a totally different matzah. Hashem, if he said, he saw an Olam Chodesh, but it was for his benefit, it was for the benefit of mankind. Because beforehand, when the world was so easy, they weren't willing to be Mekabel Teichacha. Now they'd have to work. Odom L'omol Yulad, they become humbled, hard work, it humbles the Eitzahara. It's the same thing, it's a similar word that they say, the difference between Luchas Rishaynis and Luchas Shnias. The Luchas Rishaynis, if you won't look at the Luchas, they know Kalatayra Kulu. The Luchas Shnias, Psalmachal, you gotta chisel it out on your own, you gotta work hard, there's Shikha. And that was for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. It's the same thing over here. The new world that Olam, that Noach saw, was a world where there's gonna be more Amelus even in the regular day-to-day life, and that's for the benefit of mankind. Adam l'omol yulad. The pasuk says by Nimrod, came ye omer. Therefore, it is said, "Kin Nimrod gibor tzayid l'fnei Hashem." When people are like Nimrod, they're gibayrim, they hunt. So al ken ye omer, it became said, it was murgul fi abrius. Al ken ye omer, kin Nimrod gibor tzayid l'fnei Hashem. So Rashi says over here, I'll call Adam Marshia Baza. And anybody that berishes, and with Azaz Ponim, he causes people to do Averis, Yoidea Ribbono Yomishavim Lim Reboy. By everybody that knows the Bayre Yoilim, he recognizes there's a Bayre Yoilim. And if Dafka wants to go against him, Ye Yomer Zeru Kinimroi Gibar Tzayit. About him it is said, Kinimroi Gibar Tzayit. Like, where do you find, like, the Torah's teaching is how people speak. That whenever you see such a person, the people say, Al Kenya Yomer Kinimroid, you know, Gibor Tzayid of Nash. I'm like, why would the Torah tell us such a thing? To teach us the language of people. She says, I'm Mari the Kipshat. He brings down Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says, what does it mean, Kinimroid Gibor Tzayid Lufnei Hashem? What's meant as Lufnei Hashem? Zogti Ibn Ezra used to build Mizbechos and used to be Makrav Karbanos HaKadosh Baruch. So the Ramban asks a question, how do you say something like that? Chazal say he was a Rosha Merusha. Who matched against a Rosha? Chazal say he was a Rosha Merusha. He's murdered against HaKadosh Baruch. Ibn Ezra says, Mamash Lehepach. Gibor Tzayid Lufnei Hashem, he brought Karbanos to Hashem. How could that be? But the Satmar Rebbe is not a Snira. He says Nimrod knew that he's not going to be able to openly cause people to rebel against Hashem. So what did he do? He was Makrav Karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a from a person. Oh, yes, I'm a Teich HaDvarim, a little bit here, a little bit there. He used to stick in his commentary on his poison and his apikursis. And he used to cause people to rebel against Hashem. This was a tactic. Not that really he was being makor karbonis from Hashem. He made himself look frum, and to the frum guy, he used to stick in poison, and with that, he was mamrid the brias against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Made himself look like a tzaddik, and on the other hand, he caused them to rebel. So Sambarev says, that's what the Torah Adonis is telling us over here. That not every time when a person looks like a big tzaddik, you know, is he someone that really is an Ovid Hashem? You got to be very, very careful. Unfortunately, there were plenty of people in our history that looked like tremendous Ovid Hashem, and there was plenty of apikurses there. Chofetz Chaim, he's a yid that the Chofetz Chaim used to give a klola to every year. There was a bacher that came to learn by the Chofetz Chaim in yeshiva. So the first night of Elul, Chofetz Chaim gave a shmuz. And the first thing he said in the shmuz was Mechel B'yala Shaker, Shem Rishon Yirkov. Bacher didn't know what hit him. Chofetz Chaim, out of all people, gives a klala. Says he was Mevara. What happened was, Chofetz Chaim was Nebuch Yosem. He was a little child, and his father was Niftim when he was 11 years old. He used to learn by himself. He was a religious boy. He was a very bright boy. So there was a fellow in Apikiris with a bard and payas. He looked like Mamash Rosh Yeshiva. And he started a seminary to modernize Rabbonim and to, you know, make them more worldly. The G'dayim were against him, and he fought on the G'dayim. So he heard that there's a little Eloi. He could catch him into his seminary. So he walks into the Beis Medrash where the Chaim's learning by himself. He says, what's happening still?
And they're talking and learning, it's geschmack, you know, very nice. It's a Talmud Chacham, this fellow. And it began a couple of days later, and a couple of days later, there was an old shoemaker that learned in that shul, and he was watching what was going on. So he walked over to the Chofetz Chaim, he said, Yisrael Meir, do base their menches, you know who that person is, this is the Malach HaMavah Zeyna Alem. He says, run for your life. When he explained to him what was going on, Chofetz Chaim ran, he left. I think he lived in Zhetel, or I forgot which town he was from. He ran away to Vilna, you know. And the guy wasn't satisfied. He sent people after him. You know, he found out where he was and he tried. Chofetz Chaim said, can you imagine if he would have been Matzliach? There wouldn't have been a Mishnah Brura, there wouldn't have been a Chofetz Chaim Shemir Saloshin, there wouldn't have been the Pirush Antares Kahana. There wouldn't have been anything. So he gave him a klala, and the klala was unforming. The klala was Taka Makuya. So you had people that looked like Magidim, they looked like her, but Lamaisa, they spread their poison. Al Kenya Yomer. Whenever you saw a person like this that makes himself look frum, and Lamaisa, he spews forth poison, Kenimra Giver Tzayim of Nashem. Finish off with a nice Chassidus Shavuot. It says, Tzoy Haratas Ala Teva. So the Sfasema says, Teva. That means a Teva, Teva Smaya. But the word Teva also means a word. A word. Soyar is a window because it lets in light, or an Evan Taiva. From the word Soharaya, from the word letting in light. When a person standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's uttering words of Tefillah, Soyar Tasa La Taiva, bring light into that word. Number one, you should say it clearly. Number two, you should feel Kavona, and that's going to cause every word to light up and go up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Mamish Meir, the entire Bria. Soyar Tasa La Taiva. Should infuse every word that you with the light of Kavanah and Thaykes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I couldn't shout.